It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. In 2014, the Tony Award for Best Musical went to a new musical called The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Now, the first national tour of the musical is making its way around the country. It comes to the Wharton Center in East Lansing beginning tomorrow, December 13th. Current State's Katie Cook spoke with actor Kevin Massey, who plays Monty Navarro in the national tour. She started by asking him to describe the musical's style.
I would say it's a over-the-top, farcical, funny comedy. It's got really big slapstick humor in it, but it's also got really small, witty lyrics and quick humor. So it's kind of got something for everybody. And it goes by quickly, so you kind of need to be paying attention. But it's going to be one of the best nights you spend in the theater. So I'd say nobody needs to be intimidated by it at all. It's really going to invite you in quickly.
And it has violence in it, but it puts that with humor, which I think is really kind of funny. And the whole thing starts off with a warning to the audience. Talk about that opening song and the tone that sets.
It gets giggles because, you know, when you, they're talking so seriously about if you're scared of, spines may chill and all these things, then you should probably leave now.
Right.
For God's sakes, go, is how it ends.
For those of you of weaker constitution, for those of you who may be faint of heart, this is a tale of revenge and retribution. So if you're smart, before we start, you'd best depart.
You'd best depart.
But I think the audience gets that it's going to be a really fun night, and it's going to be, I wouldn't say it's really all that violent. It sounds odd to say with there being so many murders in the show. They've really done it so creatively that they're fun murders. And you're rooting for the protagonist, my character, to kill all these people because not only are they awful people, but he does them in such fun, creative ways that that you don't really think about it being violent at all.
Yeah. Well, the way that humor and the violence and the gruesome parts are kind of juxtaposed kind of reminds me of like Sweeney Todd. Do you see that as being an influence, or do you see any other influences in A Gentleman's Guide?
Yeah, I definitely think there's a touch of Sweeney Todd and maybe some of the sounds and some of the idea of it being a little dark musical. I think Sweeney Todd is a lot darker than our show. Our show is a lot lighter and much more comedy, probably more towards the Monty Python sort of feel than Sweeney Todd, but, you know, maybe a mixture of both of them, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's also sound-wise, it's got, you know, it sounds like My Fair Lady a little bit as well, kind of some of your great musical theater of the past, but it still feels fresh, which is also really great with a new musical. We won the Tony in 2014 for Best New Musical, so it's a brand new musical, not based on anything else, and it feels fresh, which is what's great about it.
Let's talk about the story itself. How much are you willing to say about the plot to kind of intrigue us, but to not give too much away?
I would tell you that it's about a young man named Monty Navarro, who I play. I play the gentleman who guides you to the love and the murder. And he starts off with no prospects. He just lost his mother. He's in love with a girl who's only wants to marry someone with money. So he has nothing to look forward to, and then he gets this visitor who tells him he is part of a really wealthy family who have been awful to his mother, and when he reaches out to them, they're awful to him as well, but he realizes he is in line to inherit a big fortune, but there's eight people ahead of him to get that. And through the course of him realizing how awful they've been to his mother and how they spurned him, he thinks, well, maybe if I just start taking their place, maybe if I try to knock each one of them off on my quest, as any gentleman would do, you know. It doesn't give away the plot to say that, because, as I said, the fun is discovering each way he's going to do it and how he's going to do it, and seeing all these wonderfully hideous characters played by John Rapson, all played by one actor, all eight of them, And they're men, women, they're young, they're old, and I knock off one, and he comes back 16 seconds later as another character. I just can't keep him down. So it's just a blast. And then along the way, there's a little love. There's another woman I kind of get an interest with, and there's a great scene in the second act where I have one woman in one room and another woman in another room, and I'm trying to keep them separate, and there's doors slamming, there's purses flying, and the music is fast and pattery. I mean, it just brings the house down every single night. It's so fun.
One in the parlor, one in the bedroom, nothing between them but me and a wall. Look at Phoebe, noble and pious, my esteem for her only grows. But when I am with Phoebe, I am on fire, thinking of Cybella.
That's crazy that all of those eight characters are played by the same actor.
Yeah, he's brilliant. And we have a dresser, a star dresser, that travels with us, and she deserves a bow as well. I mean, it's like a NASCAR pit stop back there with him. He kind of gets off stage and they rip everything off, and he dives into the next one, and they're putting new wigs and then he's back on in a completely different character, different voice, different way he walks, different way he moves. It's really amazing.
I'm speaking with Kevin Massey, the Broadway actor who stars as Monty Navarro in the first national tour of the Tony-winning musical A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. The musical opens tomorrow at the Wharton Center and runs until December 18th. So you actually were in A Gentleman's Guide on Broadway, but you played the role of Tom Copley. Who is he in the story?
Tom Copley is one of our ensemble members. It's great because our show is really only 11 actors on stage, but everybody plays multiple characters. And so Tom Copley was one of the characters that I played in this ensemble track. Another part of that role was that I understudied Monty in New York and was able to go on maybe five or six times. But when the opportunity to audition for the tour came up, I thought, well, if I get to play Monty, that might be fun because it's an incredible role. I'm on stage the whole time, and I get to lead the audience and kind of bring them in because there's a lot of time I interact with them a lot in terms of kind of looking out and saying, are you seeing this? Am I crazy here? Isn't everybody else crazy on stage? So it's a blast of a role to do.
Talk about what it's like to step into a role that was originated by someone else, like in this case, Monty Navarro, and you were an understudy for that role. So how much of it is taking inspiration from the person who originated the role, and how much of it is making it your own?
I'd say it's hard to delineate percentages, but it's all mixed up in there. Certainly every guy that's touched this role has had an influence on it. And, so it was really an honor to be able to pick up the torch and carry it further in my own direction too. So, there's undoubtedly things that Bryce did, and then constantly that Jeff Crady, who took over the role when I joined the company, that does. And then things I saw in the role and brought my own personality to it. So it's all kind of mixed together. But what's great about recreating the role in the original cast of the tour is that you have even more freedom to make it your own. And on Broadway, you kind of have to fit into the track that they've set up in some ways. But with the tour, we brought back the entire original creative team, the director, the choreographer, et cetera. And so we rebuilt it on our bodies and on a slightly altered stage. And so it feels even more like I have ownership of this character now, which is a really great feeling for one to have.
What's your favorite song or moment in the musical that's not yours, that you're not a part of?
That's difficult because I'm a part of so
you're in the whole
the
thing.
Show. Yeah. Wow, that's a good question. I am a part of it, but I watch a lot of it. There's a character named Lady Hyacinth. She really loves quote unquote helping people, but you know, maybe it's for ulterior motives. And I encourage her to go help people in all these very dangerous places. And I kind of step in and I mention the new place, and then she's off. And so I get to watch John play this really funny woman and the ensemble and all her entourage basically, and see her convince them of how each place is going to be amazing, and kind of see them getting more and more distraught as time goes on. That's really fun to watch. and the audience gets a real kick out of that.
And then what do you think is Monty's best moment in the musical?
I love singing the song called Sibella in the second act, and it's right before that big door trio that I was telling you about, which is a great juxtaposition. But Sibella is not a song, if you heard it, you wouldn't necessarily think it's from the show, in terms of it's not trying to be funny at all. It's a really beautiful and actually sexy song.
You are vain and you're heartless, and yet I can feel in you a shade of sadness that's barely detectable, that I still want you at all. I may live to regret your deceitful, you're delectable. You see the pain.
And at the time where I feel like Monty has kind of come into himself and he's gained a lot of confidence, and this girl that had him wrapped around her finger, now in some ways he's got her wrapped around his finger, and I think he's enjoying the power a little bit. And so it's a great character moment, I feel like, for Monty, to for the audience to see his journey and for him to feel that. And it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
The Tony-winning musical, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, opens at the Wharton Center tomorrow, December 13th, and runs through the 18th. Tickets are available online at whartoncenter.com. I've been speaking with Kevin Massey, who plays Monty Navarro in the musical. Kevin, thanks so much for talking with me.
It was a pleasure to talk with you.
For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.
While I roll the dice, quiz dying, what grisly sort of plague is going round? It seems with every day.